707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Text line's open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. You have a bunch of conversation going on about knots out there. We've gone almost full Zapruder film here on the on the garage there at Talladega, and we'll talk more about that coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with the fight against coronavirus, and by the numbers, you hear the stories about spikes in the South and West. How did it look nationally yesterday and here at home?
Yeah, there was a bit of a spike nationally yesterday in the number of new cases added. 36,015 new cases for the United States yesterday. That brings us to over 2.4 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 123,000 deaths in America after 863 deaths were reported nationally yesterday. But some good news, testing continues to ramp up. Over 511,000 tests were reported nationally yesterday. 7% of those tests were positive. And with that number of deaths, it was reported 863. That comes after 2 days of the lowest numbers of deaths since March. And we've now gone 2 weeks with fewer than 1,000 deaths per day. That's the longest streak with those numbers since the beginning of March. Looking at Alabama, over 30,000 confirmed cases in the state and 854 have died due to COVID-19. There were 50 new hospitalizations reported yesterday, which was quite a spike for the state after only 11 on Monday. There were 639 new cases added for Alabama. The 7-day average now 592 per day, while the 2-week average is at a high of 686 cases per day. Alabama reported 23 deaths yesterday after only 2 were reported on Monday and 1 on Sunday. There's often a delay over Sunday and Monday and some higher numbers reported on Tuesday, so I think that's what we saw from yesterday's numbers. The 7-day average for daily deaths is now 11 per day, while the 2-week average is 9 per day. And there were nearly 5,000 tests reported for Alabama yesterday. We're averaging just about 7,000 test results per day over the last week and just over 6,000 tests per day over the last 2 weeks. Over the last week, 8.5% of those test results have come back positive. That's down from 14.5% last Tuesday. And the 2-week average of positive tests right now at 11.3%. At the local level, Mobile County has 3,052 cases with 132 deaths. 38 new cases were reported for Mobile yesterday and 0 new deaths. And Baldwin County added 13 cases yesterday. They've now had 435 cases since the pandemic came to Baldwin County, but still only 9 deaths reported. They have not reported a new death due to COVID-19 in Baldwin County since May 22nd, which I think should be a national story. Mm-hmm. With the beaches open and traveling, that they have not reported a new death there in over a month. Also, no new deaths reported for most of our region. Washington County now has 94 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, they took a death away that they had added yesterday. 221 cases in Clark County with 4 deaths. Monroe County has 168 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County, 166 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County has 185 cases with 12 deaths. Kanaka County, 144 cases with 1 death. And Wilcox County with 251 cases and 8 deaths.
All right, there are the numbers. Dalton, thank you. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock on Mobile Mornings. Also, the question coming up, we're going to get into a report here from JAMA, so the Journal of American Medical Association, saying face shields are, I guess this is stands to logic, face shields are much more effective than just masks at protecting you from COVID-19. So we all going to walk around looking like, we got our motorcycle helmets on out there or something like that. That's face shields. They've been using face shields in hospitals. Now they're, maybe talking about, will we do that in public now? So if you were not masking, will you wear the full face shield?
Now, are those widely available? Where do I get a face mask? I'm sure there's some stores around town.
They're making those face shields here in Mobile. The folks over at Caligas were making stories early on here. But then you do that and a mask, and you got to keep that all in the car and keep the kids from sitting on it in the back seat and all that.
Well, just wait until people are driving around with face shields on.
Don't get me started on the people that are by themselves in their vehicle with their mask on. Just don't get me started. All right. Also, members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force testified before a House committee yesterday on response to the coronavirus pandemic. Linda Kenyon has more.
President Trump's claim last weekend that he had ordered fewer coronavirus tests to be performed because they were uncovering too many infections has caused quite a stir. In testimony before members of the House, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, was asked if he was told to slow down testing.
I know for sure But to my knowledge, none of us have ever been told to slow down on testing.
And when pressed by Republican Congressman Greg Walden, other members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force concurred.
Has President Trump ever directed you to slow down testing for COVID-19 in the United States? Dr. Redfield?
No.
No, sir.
No, Congressman.
Dr. Fauci was asked to assess the overall state of the coronavirus in the U.S.
We've been hit badly. I mean, anybody who looks at the numbers, we've had now over 120,000 deaths, and we've had 2.5 million infections.
And said Fauci, coronavirus cases actually are going up.
A couple of days ago, there were 30,000 new infections.
Many of those new infections are in concentrated areas.
Right now, the next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings that we're seeing in Florida, in Texas, in Arizona, and in other states.
But Fauci is optimistic about developing vaccines.
When, and I believe it will be when and not if, we get favorable candidates with good results, we will be able to make them available to the American public, as I said to this committee months ago, within a year from when we started, which would put us at the end of this calendar year and the beginning of 2021.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says developing a vaccine is moving apace through what he called Operation Warp Speed. But speed, he said, does not mean sacrificing essential elements.
We will work with companies, we will work with Operation Warp Speed to provide the assistance so the right studies are done with the right information, but we will independently look at those data and we will make a decision in the best interest of the American people with respect to safety and efficacy. We will use science and data to do that.
And while they were on the subject of vaccines,
this fall, before the seasonal circulation of influenza increased, I encouraged the American people to be prepared and to embrace flu vaccination with confidence.
Dr. Robert Redfield is head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The next season's influenza illness will occur simultaneously, potentially, with COVID-19.
But in the meantime, Dr. Fauci urges people to take certain steps while the coronavirus rages on.
You should not congregate in crowds. You should keep distance.
And he said, protect yourself and others.
Please wear a mask.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Or a face shield. Or a full body suit. We'll see where this goes. And on the text line, Trey had said, how many of those positive tests are people who are retesting to see if they're negative or not? With a lot of tests out there, something that we've been saying for months here on the show is, remember, because early on I was completely guilty of it. I would hear that there were X number of tests that went on, and so I would go, okay, well, that's that. I pictured that many individual people getting tested, but in fact, that's not the metric. The test, if you go into the hospital at all, we were told you had two at least, minimum two tests. While you're there, maybe three or more. So saying that the number of tests is actually equivalent to the number of people tested, that is inaccurate. What that actual ratio is, we don't know. They don't give us the information on how many tests any... You know, they're not saying how, they're saying how many tests were applied, not how many individuals were tested.
And just think, I know that members that worked at the White House were getting tested very often, but now with sports coming back and the professional leagues pledging to test the players, you know, sometimes daily to see whether they have any positive tests, how will that make the stats look? Because you're going to have the same person tested dozens of times.
We can't go back and figure that out now at this point. You know, how many individuals versus actual, you say, okay, you had 100 tests given, but that might have only been 33 people. Yeah, something to that effect. All right. Coming up in sports.
Well, we're going to talk about the FBI's investigation into the alleged noose found in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega and what their results from that investigation were. Also, might be having some baseball this year. The 2020 Major League Baseball season appears to be a go.
Yeah.
As the players have agreed to the health and safety protocols. More on that coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A late-night shooting at Azalea Point Apartments in Mobile. That shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night at the complex off Azalea Road. We're told two people were shot. We do not know their condition this morning. At least two restaurants in Mobile and Baldwin counties have temporarily closed over COVID-19 concerns. A third restaurant is remaining open but cleaning after an employee awaits coronavirus test results. Bluegill on the Causeway has been closed since Sunday for professional cleaning. Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile abruptly closed on Tuesday, and Walk-On Sports Bistro has remained open, but the manager of the restaurant confirms an employee is awaiting results of a coronavirus test. Generous WKRG News 5 viewers pledged more than $70,000 during a virtual telethon on Tuesday benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama. That includes a $20,000 donation from Austell. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Professional Collision, seven locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Top story of the day, the FBI announced yesterday afternoon that they will not press any charges after determining that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime. In the FBI's investigation, they found that a pull rope on a garage that looked like a noose at Talladega Superspeedway had actually been there since as early as October of last year. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said not to blame Wallace or his team.
The 43 team had nothing to do with this. The evidence is very clear that the noose that was in that garage had been in the garage previously. The last race we had had there in October, that noose was present.
Wallace, who was born in Mobile and is the only black driver in the Cup Series, reportedly never saw the rope. A member of his team saw it on Sunday and reported it to NASCAR.
This is a great conclusion for us and for Bubba to understand that we are, you know, that he was not targeted.
Wallace was on with Don Lemon on CNN last night. He said he's upset that people believe he made up the story of the noose.
I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity. And they're not stealing that away from me, but they're just trying to test that. And as a person, Don, that doesn't need the fame, doesn't need the hype, doesn't need the media. I could care less. I could give two craps about that.
2 weeks ago, Wallace successfully lobbied for NASCAR to ban the display of Confederate flags at tracks. There's been some criticism of the ban by some longtime fans, and security had been stepped up for Wallace. On Monday, Wallace was joined by all 39 other drivers and their crews in a march down pit road as they pushed his number 43 car to the front of the line in the moments before the race. He finished 14th in that race after running out of fuel late. Up next, the Cup Series will hold a weekend doubleheader at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. They'll race the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday afternoon, then the Pocono 300 on Sunday afternoon. And it may soon be time to play ball for Major League Baseball. MLB players agreed to health and safety protocols yesterday after the league implemented a 60-game regular season. The league announced the parameters of the delayed 2020 season on Monday after owners and players were unable to come to a mutual agreement on pay and the number of teams that will be allowed in the playoffs. Players and teams can now ramp up activities knowing that the financial part of the equation is settled. Teams are set to report to training camp by July 1st, and the MLB is now scheduled to hold opening day either July 23rd or 24th. Even if positive coronavirus cases don't bring the MLB's plan to a halt, the season will look unlike any previous year in baseball. Teams will play their four divisional opponents 10 times, and each of the five interleague opponents in the same geographical area, four games apiece. The National League will use a designated hitter, and in order to speed up the game, teams will begin with a runner on second base in extra innings. There will also be a special COVID-19 injury list with no minimum or maximum length of time for players to sit out. Now, the MLB ordered spring training facilities closed on Friday after a COVID-19 outbreak at the Philadelphia Phillies camp in Florida and a suspected positive case in Toronto's camp. Yesterday, three Colorado Rockies players tested positive for the virus. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So you chose Don Lemon to go on with.
Yeah, he was on The View also yesterday.
Well, reserve comment.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS is closely watching cryptocurrency investors and actively auditing people who may not have reported all of their transactions. So be diligent in noting all of your income on your tax returns. Taxpayers have to follow basic rules that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported on a tax return. If you think you may not have reported all of your cryptocurrency holdings in previous years, consult a tax advisor about how to proceed. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com. This information update brought to you by the Carry Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. 43 near Wayne Davis Road in Mount Vernon. They've got a single vehicle overturn accident. Mobile Police Department wrapping up an accident at Conception Street at Treatment Plant Road. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throne Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, ready for lunch today. Pork chop, roast beef, barbecue ribs, and the meatloaf and shrimp dinners, and what they're known for, all their free pass-arounds. Okra, fried potatoes, and all the Throne Rolls you can catch. Today in Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Larry Kirby from LCM. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a discussion of today's weather, the rest of the week. Look at the tropics as well. And if I can coax him back into it, I think a real important discussion we were having the 6 o'clock hour. We've had it before with Dr. Bill, but just something to think about. And I'll let him roll it out because, well, he's the PhD. But when we look at for a short time, we had Tropical Storm Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, well, hello, Dolly.
Yep.
And Dr. Bill said, as recently as maybe 10 years ago, well, I'll get him to set the parameters, that storm wouldn't have forgotten a name. And he doesn't think Bertha would have gotten a name either.
Mm.
So people start comparing the number of named storms year to year. The pattern might have been the same years before as it is this year. And you'll go, well, we got so many more named storms. He's pointing out that the actual meteorological conditions could be the same, but you have a better technology and you're naming more storms. So to say that it's more active than it was in another hurricane season, you're not truly comparing apples to apples. An interesting discussion we'll get from Dr. Bill coming up if I can coax him into it in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and that doesn't make it into the national stories.
No.
Or even most local stories.
Right.
You know, the headline is sexy to say more named storms this year than ever before.
You know, I think about this. It was, oh my gosh, it had been back in the early 80s. Maybe he can give us the time too. When he brought a weather radar equipment down to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and he might as well have been the magician that showed up in some medieval court in Europe where everybody was like, this is unreal. Not that radar obviously has been around pre-World War II, but it was to have it towable. It was a towable thing on the trailer. And everybody, I'm thinking about this. So Sunday, Father's Day, we're out on the boat, and I put the pictures up of the waterspout and some of those storms and stuff that were out there. It's just on a boat, a regular everyday boat, and I'm looking there, and I've got on my phone, I've got a live weather loop. I'm looking at the showers. I've got a radar display on the Garmin. I'm looking at the showers. This is my boat.
Yeah.
This is on somebody's phone.
Mm-hmm.
What was the state of the art, you know, in the 80s that got the oohs and ahs is now there. So technology and how you can look at weather and forecast weather gets better every year, but we try to compare year to year to year, assuming that the technology was the same when they were keeping these records back then. And mm-hmm. it's something that he's talked about in the past, continues to talk about, that I think, like you said, is not getting attention elsewhere. So I will talk about that with him coming up in just a little bit. Also, I mentioned the fishing thing. Remember, we still have, well, through tomorrow in week number one of the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Photo Contest. So you go on to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Put up your fishing picture. Could be recent, could be old, could be a mixture of kids and dogs and families and just single person, whatever, in there, and a fish. And then people go on and like, and the picture that has the most likes will win an FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt. There's a picture of it up on our Facebook page as well. And then tomorrow, we'll award that, and we'll start a whole new week. We've got lots of shirts. We're going to keep doing this, so get those pictures up. All right. Dr. Bill's on the way. Headlines from WKRG are next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A late-night shooting at Azalea Point Apartments in Mobile. That shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night at the complex off Azalea Road. We're told two people were shot. We do not know their condition this morning. At least two restaurants in Mobile and Baldwin counties have temporarily closed over COVID-19 concerns. A third restaurant is remaining open but cleaning after an employee awaits coronavirus test results. Bluegill on the Causeway has been closed since Sunday for professional cleaning. Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile abruptly closed on Tuesday. And Walk-On Sports Bistro has remained open, but the manager of the restaurant confirms an employee is awaiting results of a coronavirus test. Generous WKRG News 5 viewers pledged more than $70,000 during a virtual telethon on Tuesday benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama. That includes a $20,000 donation from Austell. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is celebrating Father's Day through the 4th of July with great deals for Dad. Safes starting as low as $549 on the Liberty Centurion 12. And our gift to you, free ground floor in-home delivery up to 25 miles on any long gun safe purchase now through the 4th of July. Get 12 months free interest with approved credit on safes over $1,000. And while quantities last, take home a free hat for Dad for just dropping by. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt.
Texans are being told to stay home by Governor Greg Abbott, who has grown increasingly concerned about the sharp rise in coronavirus cases in his state. More from correspondent Lucy Kafanoff.
On Tuesday, record single-day highs for new cases, and in Texas, a record two for hospitalizations. Harris County, which is home to Houston, really seeing a spike there. In fact, Texas Children's Hospital said it's now admitting adults to deal with the surge.
Federal government is moving to end support for testing in some of the hardest hit states, reeling from spreading coronavirus cases. This morning, 26 states are seeing rising case numbers, and several of those states are now seeing the worst outbreak they have yet seen. The Senate is headed for a showdown today over a Republican police reform bill that Democrats have rejected as too limited to rein in police misconduct as public protests continue over George Floyd's death and the death of other black men at the hands of police. On Wall Street, the Dow is futures down about 200. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A federal court judge in Detroit has ordered the CEOs of GM and Fiat Chrysler to meet in person to settle a racketeering lawsuit filed last fall by GM, alleging its crosstown rivals bribed union officials to gain a labor cost advantage. The judge called it a waste of time and resources now and for years to come if the lawsuit goes forward. He gave the two CEOs until July 1st to find a resolution to the lawsuit, which he described as a huge legal distraction. Facebook's fight against German regulators has been dealt a blow after a top court agreed with antitrust authorities that the company was abusing its dominant market position in its use of users' data to better target ads. The antitrust authorities last year said Facebook had to stop collecting data and combining it with Facebook users' accounts without their consent. Facebook appealed that decision, and a court ruled it did not have to comply with regulations until the case had been decided. But in a decision yesterday, the court overturned that decision, saying the company needs to comply. And that's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right. By the way, just side note, this is summertime humidity. It feels it outside.
Yes.
So we're there. Yeah, we're in that humidity. It'll only last till October, right?
That's all.
That's it. Okay, good. All right. Rain yesterday. You have more rain in the forecast today?
We do. We officially got 0.34, about a third of an inch of rain at the airport, but we're over 9 inches of rain so far for the month of June, and we got a long ways to go yet. Today, good chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We've got all that moisture now coming in from the Gulf. The high pressure over the Atlantic is just pumping in all that moisture. And then we have a series of upper air disturbances that will be moving across our area. Every time one of those moves through, sets off clusters of showers and thunderstorms. So bring the umbrella along today. Look for a high of about 88 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, the rain sort of tapers off, but still some scattered showers around tonight with a low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow it'll be mostly cloudy with another decent chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, for the rest of the week and the weekend, looks like only isolated thunderstorms for Friday and Saturday, and what we're going to see is high pressure kind of building over our area and cutting down on the number of thunderstorms. So Friday, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms will be near 90, and then Saturday, most likely we'll reach 90 degrees with just isolated afternoon thunderstorms. As for Sunday, partly cloudy and just a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a little more typical of what we see in the summertime with those few afternoon thunderstorms.
All right, and on the frontier on the tropics, yesterday it was Hello Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly is way up in the North Atlantic, but normally you think the waters are pretty cold there, but it's on what is called the North Atlantic Drift, and sometimes we refer to that as the Gulf Stream, and so the waters are quite a bit warmer. And yesterday there was a flare-up of thunderstorm activity on one side of that system, but also around near the center. And it was upgraded to a tropical storm. And that only lasted a few hours because then it decreased. Now it's back to a depression. And it's no threat to any land area. It should stay out over the open waters of the Atlantic. And elsewhere, though, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean looks good. And even in the tropical Atlantic, it's quiet at the moment.
All right. It's something we talked about when Bertha was named, and I can tell from our discussion last hour when Dolly was named, you take some exception with the naming of those storms if people are comparing that to years past, right? You're pointing out that, okay, let's say we had an analog of this hurricane season so far, but we travel back in time, take us to what, are we in the 90s or the 80s, and then tell us how many named storms we have.
Well, it's if this situation that we're experiencing now, four named storms, if those same storms occurred back in the 80s, for example, we wouldn't have any named storms at this point.
Wow.
Things have changed. We now have the ability to detect a lot of structure of the storms from satellite. Still, the best way to get information is to fly aircraft into it. But when there's a storm way out in the Atlantic, it's just not practical to send an airplane that far. So we use satellite technology, and we can therefore detect those changes that take place, such as Dolly. Just briefly, sort of exploded there with thunderstorms, and then it decreased. So it didn't reach a tropical storm level. So technology is helping us to determine more about the storms, and as a result, we're going to see more named storms because of that. And here's an example. Back in 2005, we had record-setting 27 named storms. Back in 1933, that was the previous record, we had 21. It's very possible in 1933 we had over 30 storms, but we didn't detect a lot of those storms, and we didn't have the information, those satellites, to determine the strength of those systems out over the open water.
So for somebody to sit here in 2020 and say, look at the unprecedented number of named storms. We haven't seen anything like this. Look back to 1930, and we haven't seen anything like this. Well, it's not what is happening or not happening. It's our ability to detect them.
Yeah, we're not necessarily seeing an increase in hurricane and tropical storm activity. It's just that we're able to detect those storms and find out more about them that we couldn't do decades ago.
Y'all let that soak in for a second. Dr. Bill, thank you. I appreciate that. And we're going to have to talk about this more going forward.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and the educator that he is, four decades of doing this here for a PhD in tropic weather, the professor of meteorology. I mean, think about that for a second. Where would we just make this big leap that is not discussed in mainstream media? It is discussed in any media other than our, you know, Dr. Bill, who's talked about it over the years. This is just critical thinking, and I don't know, and nor does he, what really was happening in 1933. We only had the technology of then.
Mm-hmm.
But to make the assumption that what we can detect now compared to then, and saying, oh, well, look at, we're better at it. I mean, there are so many things in the world that we talk, okay, as we're better with coronavirus tests, we're going to find more cases of coronavirus. So to say that at a point where the testing, you know, on day one, which wasn't as good, well, we didn't have as many cases back then. Maybe we did in some places, but we didn't have the test. So as technology gets better, we have to handicap those numbers. We have to remember that the technology gets better, and so there the accuracy gets better. So to do this comparison, it's a real big thing, and it's people seem to whistle past that mm-hmm. in the stats out there and say, well, you know, this is we're not even in one of those years. They're saying it's unprecedented, but saying you know, some, and there's more people living on more coastlines and more places in the planet. So to say that we're comparing apples to apples over the years, it's not fair. It's not accurate.
Yeah, I'm proudly pro-technology, but also pro-truth in headlines.
Right, and so you can use the technology to say, this is what's happening right now. There's a storm. It could affect so-and-so. That's good. That's valid. That's right. But to say, and so let's compare it to what happened. You can't do that. So, I don't know. I'm proud that it's part of the discussion we have here on this radio station. It's sad that it doesn't happen many other places.
Yep, and it looks like Dolly will go away here soon. So up next, Edward.
Edward.
Yeah,
I just had fun yesterday saying hello, Dolly. All right, 7:43, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's me.
Dave, how's everything?
Well, with all this pandemic mess going on and everything closed, I was trying to help out the missus, and she wanted me to make sure the kids all got haircuts before I went out fishing. Well, all the barbershops were closed, and when I was a kid, I remember Ma cutting our hair. I meant, how hard could it be, right?
Goodness, what did you do now? Should I ask?
Yeah, I bought a kit from the store with the scissors and the clippers and the works.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, finally just ended up shaving the kids' heads.
That doesn't sound very safe.
The boys like it, but my daughter won't come out of her room.
Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and, of course, gold and silver coins and bullion and more.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Are you tired of waiting hours for tire service? Do you need contactless tire service that you can make it to doctor appointments? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, which is a mobile on-site tire service here on the Gulf Coast, and I want to thank our listeners who are now clients that have given us the opportunity to serve them at their home or office. The days of waiting hours in a store to get new tires installed, have a flat tire repaired, or have tire pressure sensors installed are a thing of the past. As a Tire Industry Association certified instructor, our technicians are certified as well. We have the latest in precision balance tools on board to help eliminate annoying vibrations, and we even fix vibration issues, especially with 3/4 and 1-ton trucks. If you value your time and want the very best that the tire industry has to offer, give us a call at 251-415-5500 or check out our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center in Mount Vernon, state troopers are working an accident off of Highway 43 with entrapment near Old U.S. 43 off of Wayne Davis Road. Avoid the area if you can. Mobile Police Department still there at Conception Street and Treatment Plant Road in Summerby and Greeley. They're moving that one into a parking lot. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. Always free estimates. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
7:45, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig. Why don't y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, we always talk about inventory, but you said we get to talk trucks again this morning. That makes me happy.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple trucks. We just traded in a 2007 F-250 diesel. It's just been freshly gone through, bulletproofed, and that doesn't mean it's got a vest on either. And it's got a lift. It's got a Raptor grill on the front with a winch. I mean, it's just a gorgeous truck. Like I said, it's got the big tires, wheels, and lifted. And it is gorgeous. And then I got one of your favorites, a 2009 Toyota Tacoma four-wheel drive crew cab. It's been lifted with the big tires and wheels.
That's the unicorn, getting the four-wheel drive, getting that Tacoma. All right, so you've got big trucks, big diesel haulers. You got the Toyota trucks, and you have a lot in between.
Absolutely. We got two-wheel drives, four-wheel drives, crew cabs, extended cabs, 3/4-ton diesels. We got tons. We just got a mix of every kind of truck you can imagine.
All right. We got to come check out those trucks in person. Give us directions.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry, check it in from LCM. All right, 746. couple things here. Dalton, you had pointed out that the Mobile County Health Department, I pulled this up as well, had some tips for us here before you. I mean, summer started Saturday, but these are a few days late, but some summertime safety tips.
Yeah, not just specifically regarding COVID-19, but pretty much anything that people like to do during the summer. So they did the standard COVID-19 safety protocols. You know, wash your hands frequently for at least 20 seconds. Don't touch your eyes. Sneeze or cough into your elbow. So we've heard those plenty of times at this point. But they also give out some good fireworks safety tips.
Okay.
Like this one. Never give fireworks to small children. And always, always follow the instructions on the packaging. So
Are there instructions on fireworks packaging?
I don't know. I've never tried to read the instructions on the fireworks packaging.
But do not give them to small children.
Don't give them to small children. Make sure you keep a supply of water close by as a precaution. And
stay hydrated. Oh, you're saying to put out fire.
Yeah, just in case things go haywire there. Mm-hmm. And let's see. They've got some other really good ones here also. Leave any area immediately where untrained amateurs are using fireworks.
That would have had me leave my whole childhood.
Yeah. Pretty much every time has been around amateurs for me. Grilling, always supervise a barbecue grill when in use. Do that.
Because you'll burn the meat.
Mm-hmm. This is important. I hope everyone out there takes this to heart. Never grill indoors. Don't grill indoors.
Is that a big problem that people say, you know, I'm going to get the big green egg here in the hallway between the den and the bedrooms and fire that up? I'm just asking for a friend. We have a lot of problem with that?
That's someone that I don't want to be around, and I don't want that person to shoot fireworks around me either if they're grilling indoors.
Just asking, just fair questions I'm asking.
They also have a good menu here for you if you're planning a picnic. They don't want you to get any food illnesses, so they say no cooler, not a problem. Plan your menu using the following items.
Okay.
Fruits, vegetables, hard cheese, canned and dried meats or fish, dry cereal, bread, peanut butter, and crackers. Now, when was your last picnic where you had canned fish at the picnic?
You could get some anchovies there, and it says dry cereal. So I was anchovies and mix them in with some dry Lucky Charms.
Yeah, the perfect picnic meal. Mm. And also, of course, beach safety. Always swim with a buddy.
That's true. And be aware of rip currents. All the other stuff you're scared of, rip currents should be. That's a real deal. All right, thank you. Some safety tips for us to move forward with. 7:49, we'll check headlines and sports coming up next.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Z100
7:51 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And top story of the day, we'll discuss this more in depth with a man who was at Talladega this week, Jeff Poore, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But the FBI announced yesterday afternoon that they will not press any charges after determining that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime. In the FBI's investigation, they found that a pull rope on a garage handle door, or on a garage door that looked like a noose at Talladega Super Speedway had actually been there since as early as October of last year. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said not to blame Wallace or his team.
The 43 team had nothing to do with this. The evidence is very clear that the noose that was in that garage had been in the garage previously. The last race we had had there in October, that noose was present.
Wallace, who was born in Mobile and is the only black driver in the Cup Series, reportedly never saw the rope before it was reported to NASCAR. A member of his team saw it on Sunday and reported it to the association.
This is a great conclusion for us and for Bubba to understand that we are, you know, that he was not targeted.
Wallace was on CNN with Don Lemon last night. He said he's upset that people believe he made up the story of the noose.
I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity. And they're not stealing that away from me, but they're just trying to test that. And as a person, Don, that doesn't need the fame, doesn't need the hype, doesn't need the media, I could care less. I could give two craps about that.
Up next, NASCAR keeps racing. The Cup Series will hold a weekend doubleheader at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. They'll race the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday afternoon and then the Pocono 300 on Sunday afternoon. And it may soon be time to play ball for Major League Baseball. MLB players agreed to health and safety protocols yesterday after the league implemented a 60-game regular season. The league announced the parameters of the delayed 2020 season on Monday after owners and players were unable to come to a mutual agreement on pay. Players and teams can now ramp up activities knowing that the financial part of the equation is settled. Teams set to report to training camp by July 1st, and the MLB is now scheduled to hold opening day either July 23rd or 24th. 7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.